Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is Easter Sunday and the readings are from Cycle A.
Has disappointment ever darkened your day? The death of a loved one, perhaps the failure of a friendship, the disillusionment in a job or a course of studies, all that can dim the very sun. Well, Cleopas and his companion had it worse. Their hopes in Israel's dream died on that Friday. Cleopas' companion felt it even worse. The companion was probably his wife, Mary, who was at Calvary with the other Marys. She had heard the screams, the pounding of the nails. She saw the bleeding and the dying. One can't forget those sounds and scenes. Will her sun ever shine as bright after that? I wonder if they ask humanity's inevitable question in the face of tragedy and cruelty, where are you, God? Did they whisper the unspeakable? God failed us. They couldn't let go of Friday disappointment. The empty tomb and the rumor of angels didn't stop their pain. Not even the women's message that Jesus was alive slowed their flight to Emmaus in safety. They fled the danger of Jerusalem. They fled their memories, but they couldn't stop talking about the pain. Isn't that what we all do after a tragedy? Escape into distraction, all the while going over it again and again and again, wounding our wounded hearts the more. How does one find comfort? Cleopas and Mary failed in imagination, actually. They couldn't imagine the God wouldn't bring justice to Israel and send his avenging angel. We are no different. Haven't we all prayed for help in a time of injustice and maybe added a tad prayer of payback for someone else? But God doesn't want to leave anyone behind. God is a God of surprises. The Lord of the universe embraced in Jesus our pain, our death, and hell itself. Isn't that what we profess in the Creed? And he descended into hell, into God-forsakenness. What? To pour life into death. God is not on the outside looking in, but on the inside, in us, experiencing everything we're experiencing, embracing it all in Jesus, who made himself one with us. Jesus was walking with Mary and Cleopas, but they didn't recognize it. Do you see Jesus walking with you? Some of you do. What blinded them? We're told that Jesus was disguising himself, you know, to teach a lesson. Well, let me offer another possible interpretation. They prevented themselves from seeing. In that fear of Jerusalem, in marching home to safety, marching away, they gave in to the disappointment. Faith, that faithful trust that gives sight, was beginning to die in them along the way. So Jesus decided to walk with them. to fan the dying embers of their hearts. Jesus listened to their pain, reflected with them on Israel's story, and explained the unimaginable. The Messiah would not use the world's weapons of condemnation, power, and revenge, but instead suffer and dies for all. God did not abandon them or us. God, in Jesus, joined us in our misery to lift us up in His mercy. He would give us more than they ever asked before. Divine life. A share in divine life. A homeland in God Himself. Only lovers understand this. Now, sadly, I often walk away from the Jerusalem every time I give in to my fears rather than live the gospel as an adventure. You know, distraction is so much easier. It's more comfortable. Easier than deciding to trust that Jesus is walking with me, looking for the grace where I don't want to see it. Today's gospel is encouragement. It says that even though the two turned their back on good news possibility, Jesus didn't turn His back on them. He still walked with them. He still walks with us. He still walks in you. Yes, they didn't recognize Him, but they felt Him in the burning of their hearts, right? Something was going on and they couldn't name it. Each of us has had burning heart moments. Too many times we missed really being present to those moments. Recognize that Jesus was trying to touch us. You are what you decide to notice. Luke wrote this gospel for his people. They saw their story in it. They were tempted to walk away. They'd never seen Jesus, but they experienced Him in the scriptures read and the word preached. They found Him in the breaking of bread, the Eucharist, and they heard His voice and the witness of the apostles. The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon. But they struggled still. They had to find the risen Lord in the messiness of their own personal lives. And so they were encouraged to follow the Spirit's call in the burning of their hearts. The same can be true for us. I say can be true because today's gospel points to two things that reduces gospel dynamite into a mere pop. The story asks for an open mind and a willing heart. What if they hadn't reflected on the events of their lives? What if they hadn't welcomed the stranger? What if they hadn't followed the lead of their burning hearts and failed to invite the stranger to eat with them? They would have missed the living Jesus. Only you can give God permission to love you. St. Paul wrote, "The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." You know, the early church took with incredible seriousness the idea of following the Spirit's lead by heeding the promptings of their hearts, really being present to the deepest in them. A 4th century desert father wrote, "A brother asked an old man, 'What good thing is there so good that I may do it and live?'" Isn't that what we all want to know? What one thing? Make it easy. The old man said, "Well, God alone knows what is good. Yet I heard that Abba Nestoros, who knew Abba Anthony, said, 'The scriptures say Abraham was hospitable and God was with him. And Elias loved quiet, and God was with him. And David was humble, and God was with him. What you find that you desire to do in following God, do that and keep your heart. What you find that you desire to do in following God, do that and keep your heart. Easter is not a one-day event. It's a 50-day celebration. This is not a time for renewed old distractions. Our gospel first invites you to really reflect on the burning moments of your own lives, of your own hearts. God speaks there. Have a reflective heart. Number two, our gospel invites you to reach out to others. Be an invitation and welcome and hospitality, especially to those in pain. Three, our God calls us to recognize Jesus in the breaking the bread, in the Eucharist, and the praying community. Recognize Jesus present in your hand in sacrament and in each other. All three are about noticing. What do you take time to notice? You are what you decide to notice. Choose the joy. God will flood you with his life. Each of us has those moments when our hearts burn with the Lord's presence. Follow them and come alive.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.